I mean, I missed almost my entire school season with the injury too, and so it sucks getting a couple ABs at the beginning of the year and then feeling it go again. And I'm right back to where I was for 4 months at school. And it's tough. I'm trainers every day, trying to get into chiropractors around the city and seeing people all the time, just trying to figure out how I can get back to how it was before the first injury started.
Yeah, and obviously it's got to be tough on you, but yeah. You've got people.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Thanks for joining us today, and sorry we had to cut off the pregame interview with Luke Skinner a little bit short, but it was a great conversation that I had with him, and glad to be able to share the majority of it with you guys as well. There at the end, kind of just talked things over with him and kind of closed it out, so didn't miss too much there and got the majority of it in. And, well, now getting into game action, it's going to be the righty on the mound for the Rafters, Tristan Krusenberry, who is looking to get back on the right track. His last couple of times out, not his best performances, and really hoping to limit the hits this time. That's going to be the key for him having a good game. The righty on the mound for the Rafters, taking on a righty for the Dock Spiders at Stormy Rhodes. Rhodes 0-2 on the season with a 4.05 ERA. However, his last time out, he pitched against the Rafters over in Fond du Lac and went 4 1/3 innings, allowing 2 runs. Both were earned, and that was a game that the Rafters ended up winning. Rhodes allowed 4 hits, 4 walks, and had 4 strikeouts in his 4 1/3 innings. But his previous start, 6 innings pitched, allowing 2 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks. So he's been pretty consistent this season, allowing 2 runs in all 3 of his starts. But the distance that he goes has been varying between appearances. He'll be facing off against the Rafters behind a lineup of Devin Nunez leading off, with Parker Knoll batting second. James Hankerson Jr. bats third, with T.P. Wentworth batting fourth. Fifth is Jaron Sanderson. Sixth, Sam Pease for the Dock Spiders. Batting eighth, it's Jaron Cotton. Batting ninth is Tommy Guggins. Batting eighth is Tommy Guggins, seventh is Jaron Cotton, and ninth is Jalen Gellings. Now taking a look at the lineup for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Leading off, it's Jake Beauchesne. Batting second is Kareem Arusevic. Third is Junior Barajas. Cleanup is Madden Akko. Batting fifth is Carson McIntyre for the Rafters. Batting sixth behind that is Hayden Carlson. Batting seventh is Lachlan Maud. Eighth is Hiroto Kobayashi, and ninth is Royce Clayton Jr. Getting ready for first pitch, and Tristan Krusenberry on the mound, getting ready to deal against the leadoff man for the Dock Spiders, Nunez, and first pitch is in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Krusenberry back on the mound. He was the opening day starter for Wisconsin Rapids. 0-1 count, misses a little bit outside for ball number one, now 1-1, and well, it hasn't been the season that Krusenberry was hoping for. Last year, not too bad of a year, just over a 5 ERA, but he was effective in his outings as this pitch is taken again for a ball, now 2-1 to the left-handed hitting DH. Nunez, left-handed batter from the University of Nebraska, entered this game batting .444 early in the second half. The third pitch to him is hit over to the right side. Maud is there, tries to flip it to Krusenberry, who's not on the bag, and it goes on by back to the catcher for the Rafters. And, well, not the way that this game was hoped to be started, as Tristan Krusenberry couldn't quite get the cover over there on first base. And so it ends up being an infield single, an odd one at that. Devin Nunez ends up on first base, and seemed like Krusenberry and Maud both not quite ready. Lachlan Maud over at first base, it's his first time defensively there this season. Junior Barajas is back behind home plate for the Rafters. The first pitch on the way here to Parker Knoll is in for strike number one, an 0-1 count, and Knoll, he is up for the first time today. The number two batter in the order for the Dock Spiders sends one high in the air towards center field, but not too much of a run for center fielder Clayton, and he'll make the catch for out number one. Brings up James Hankerson Jr. with one out and one on in the top of the first inning. Still tied at zero. Devin Nunez remaining on first base. Behind James Hankerson, it's going to be T.P. Wentworth, who is a really big power hitter. Oh, the first pitch on the way, it's there, called for a strike. 0-1 the count to Hankerson. So this is a dangerous part of the order when it comes to when they make contact. However, Wentworth has struggled to make contact this season. Hankerson not as much, as that pitch is taken for a ball. Now a 1-1 count. Hankerson, the first baseman for the Dock Spiders, left-handed hitter from Florida State. He's got a 1-1 count with the runner on first base about to take off, but the pitch not thrown, so he goes back, and this one misses inside. It's a 2-1 count to Hankerson. Krusenberry, the righty on the mound, and well, trying to get back to his way, entered this game with a rather high 10.17 ERA, pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Devin Nunez doesn't go any further. And James Hankerson Jr., batting .280 on the season. He's got 22 RBIs and three homers. 2-1 the count on the way. Breaking ball, it's a little bit outside for ball number three. 3-1 the count. And Tristan Krusenberry just trying to get back to what he knows he can do. 3-1 count, runner taking off, but the pitch misses low and hits the man as that one bounced off of Hankerson, a hit by pitch, and sends Hankerson to first. Devin Nunez goes to second, even though he was taking off. And so now runners on first and second with only one out in the top of the first. And at the plate, T.P. Wentworth. Wentworth, I talked about it earlier. He's been struggling to get hits, but when he does, he makes them big. First pitch to him, misses outside for ball number one. Two-way player for the Dock Spiders, and previously played for Clemson this past season. Has a 1-0 count with two on. He's got 15 RBIs on the season, and looking to add to that, sends one high in the air down the left field line. Should reach out of play, and it does. Back into the Rafters bullpen, and now a 1-1 count to the right fielder for the Dock Spiders. T.P. Wentworth going to be followed by Jaron Sanderson. And Sanderson, man, that is a dangerous batter. And a little bit surprising to see him batting fifth on the card, but that's what works for him. 1-1 the count to Wentworth. Grounder towards the first base side, and it gets picked up by Maude. He'll throw it to second and gets the 3-6 fielder's choice as they get the at least further ahead runner, but T.P. Wentworth is over to first base. Hankerson Jr. is out at second, and Devin Nunez advances to third. So runners on the corners with two away in the top of the first, and Krusenberry eyeing down a shutout first inning. Jaron Sanderson, the right-handed hitting left fielder at the plate. Runner taking off. Throw on down. It's going to be trying to catch that runner between third and home, and they've got him in a pickle. Back to Barajas. Over to third now. Here comes Arusevic running forward, and he'll toss it on the way home, and they are going to say that's interference from Arusevic. Arusevic threw the ball and ran over Devin Nunez, and so on the interference, he goes home to score. It's now 1-0, the Dock Spiders lead, and oh man, can't believe that. If Arusevic hadn't let go of that ball, then he's out dead to rights. But a juke move on the base paths by Devin Nunez allowed him to score. So I believe that officially goes as a stolen base of home, while T.P. Wentworth for sure stole second base. So a 1-0 count. Now 1-0 Dock Spiders in the top of the first. Here's one hit out towards right field. Not too much of a run for the Rafters right fielder, and McIntyre will bring it in for out number three, but not before the Dock Spiders were able to score. They brought home Devin Nunez on that odd play. It's one run on one hit. There were no errors, and the Dock Spiders left one on base. We head to the bottom of the first. It is 1-0 Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, the bottom of the first comes around. Rafters down on the scoreboard, 1-0. It was an odd way for the Dock Spiders to score their first run of the afternoon. Came home on that defensive interference. And now leading off, Jake Beauchesne sends one on the ground over to shortstop. Picked up, throw on to first is in time. It's a 6-3 putout for the leadoff batter for the Rafters as Jake Beauchesne is put away. Brings up Kareem Arusevic with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the first. And on the mound, Stormy Rhodes didn't really get a chance to give you an introduction to him, but Rhodes, a 4.05 ERA this season. He's been pretty good on the mound for the Dock Spiders and looking to keep it rolling, taking on Arusevic. First pitch is taken for ball number one. And Arusevic playing third base today. And he was the one that got called for the defensive interference on the run home, as that pitch again misses, brings it 2-0. And Bo Schoene grounding out on the first pitch he saw, 2-0 count. That one is taken low, ball number three. So a 3-0 count to Arusevic. And on deck for the Rafters, it's Junior Barajas, who his extra base hit streak ended yesterday as the 3-0 count is taken again for ball number four. And so a four-pitch walk to Kareem Arusevic, and he's back on base. Looking to stay hot. Arusevic's been off to a strong start in his Rafters career. And, well, so has the man at the plate, Barajas. And now the lefty at the plate fouls the first one back to bring it 0-1. Barajas entered this game batting .333. He's got 11 RBIs and 3 homers. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Rhodes on the mound. And Stormy Rhodes looking to keep things rolling along here. He's got Sam Pease catching him behind the plate. Fly ball out towards left field, but should reach foul territory, and it does. Bounces right next to the Rafters bullpen as that gets Manny Silva to jump up. Yeah, I saw you get scared on that one. I'll be talking to him about that. Little fly ball scares you? Now an 0-2 count. Gets a swing and a miss, and that's a foul tip for strike number three. And the first strikeout of the game for Stormy Rhodes as he looks for a shutout first inning. Brings up Madden Ocko with a runner on first base and two away in the bottom of the first. Rafters still down 1-0 and trying to snap this five-game losing streak. And the pitch on the way home from Rhodes misses outside for ball number one. On deck is Carson McIntyre. And well, McIntyre has been pretty hot, but not quite as hot as Madden Ocko, who last game had two hits, went 2-for-4. He was the only multi-hit player at Wausau last night. Has a 1-0 count here as Kareem Arusevic took off for second base. Didn't even notice that. 1-0 count is called for ball number two and a 2-0 count. And so on the wild pitch, Arusevic over to second base. That was on the previous one. 2-0 the count to Madden Ocko with a runner in scoring position, and the pitch here again misses for ball number three. 3-0 the count, and it's kind of been hot and cold for Stormy Rhodes based on the plate appearances that he's seen. Seems like every other batter he's going four-pitch walk and then getting the next one out. 3-0 count, and that one misses low, and there's another four-pitch walk. So the second walk of the game from Stormy Rhodes. The Rafters got runners on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the first. Brings up Carson McIntyre with two on and two outs. Rafters down one, and McIntyre a chance to turn things around for the Rafters. Their early offense has been strong over the past couple of games, but it's been that late inning offense that they've struggled with. First pitch to McIntyre is called for strike number one, an 0-1 count. McIntyre, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Stormy Rhodes on the mound. McIntyre from Oregon State University, batting .263 on the year. Pitch to him is sent over to shortstop. Picked up, no, it's knocked down off the hop over at shortstop by Tommy Guggins, and it's going to be an infield hit for Carson McIntyre. So hit hard enough to eat up Tommy Guggins, and it loads the bases in the bottom of the first. And now it'll be up to Hayden Carlson to see what he can do for the Rafters. Coming into a huge situation here. Bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the first. Still 1-0 Dockspiders. First pitch to Carlson. Misses outside for ball number one. Now a 1-0 count. And looking at Hayden Carlson this year, one of the second-half guys who joined the team as of late. 1-0 count on the way home. Misses low for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And Carlson, with runners in scoring position and two outs, he is 3-for-6. 2-0 the count on the way home. This one is popped up right side of the infield, and playing under it, the first baseman, as it will be caught by James Hankerson Jr. for out number three. And, well, the Rafters leave them loaded. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there were three left on base. We head to the top of the second. It's 1-0 Dockspiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We get started in the second inning, and the Rafters still have this one pretty close as it's only 1-0. But down on the scoreboard in the top of the second, Tristan Krusenberry back to work as the Rafters left them loaded in the bottom of the first inning. Unfortunately, couldn't come across and score. So now going to have to try and keep it a one-run game. And Krusenberry, not a bad first inning for him. He allowed the leadoff single, but after that point, he retired three of the next four batters as the first pitch to Sam Pease is taken for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And Pease, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup with Krusenberry on the mound. 0-1 count taken away for ball number one. 1-1 now to Pease, and he is the six-hole batter, so it'll be 6-7-8 due up. That's Pease, Jerron Cotton, and Tommy Guggins, as here's a grounder over toward shortstop. Picked up by Carlson, throws over to first, got him in time for out number one. One up, one down in the second inning, and, well, Krusenberry, not much of a strikeout pitcher. Under five strikeouts per nine. However, whenever he's on his game, he's able to induce groundouts just like that. That's his best game. Jerron Cotton up at the plate now, and Cotton, the right-handed hitting second baseman, up for the first time this game. He will see his first pitch in the righty-righty matchup. Rafters down 1-0 in the top of the second with one away and the bases empty. First pitch to Cotton, misses outside for ball number one. It's now a 1-0 count. Cotton will be followed by Tommy Guggins, and on the season, it hasn't been Cotton's best year, batting just 156. Takes that pitch low for ball number two, a 2-0 count, but he's played against the Rafters a fair few times this year. One of those guys who's been there almost the whole year for the Dockspiders. Pitch to him is taken again for ball number, sorry, that's for a strike. It's now a 2-1 count. Against the Rafters, well, I thought it was a 3-0 count, and That one is taken outside for ball number three. Looks like there was some miscommunication on that past one. So it is a four-pitch walk to Jaron Cotton, and he is on for the first time this game. Well, Cotton's been great at taking walks against the Rafters. His on-base percentage, .444 over his now fourth game with the Rafters, taking on Wisconsin Rapids. And now up at the plate, Tommy Guggins, who Guggins batting .278 against Wisconsin Rapids. He's played in five games. This is his sixth. Takes the first pitch for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Pitch on the way home, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. It's now 0-2, and Jaron Cotton over there on first base. He is a quick runner, and already this season, three stolen bases against the Rafters. But Tommy Guggins maybe even quicker. He's already stolen six against Wisconsin Rapids. Krusenberry trying to pick off back to second, but it goes all the way back into the outfield. So here comes Cotton over to third. The throw is not there in time. It's a stolen base for Cotton. And then an E1 from Tristan Krusenberry sends him over to third base. And now that's a runner just 90 feet from scoring with only one out in the top of the second. Guggins up at the plate, right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup. And Krusenberry brings the leg up, now fires home, and it's popped straight back and out of play. It remains 0-2 the count to Guggins. And looking at Guggins this season, specifically against right-handed pitching, well, it hasn't been his best appearances, as the 0-2 count is grounded towards the left side, and it gets under the diving glove of both third base and shortstop. RBI single for Tommy Guggins. He stays hot against the Rafters, drives in a run to make it 2-0 in the top of the second. So it's the first RBI of the game for the Dock Spiders, and it brings up Jalen Gellings with a runner on first and one out in the top of the second, 2-0. The Dock Spiders lead. Krusenberry on the mound, right-handed pitcher, brings the breaking ball in, and it's called for strike number one. Gellings, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. And I mentioned it earlier, Guggins a very quick runner, and so you get a pickoff move by Krusenberry as he tries to get him out at first base. But Guggins back in plenty of time, and well, maybe he'll try and take off here. He's waiting and doesn't quite go. It's hit up the middle. Could be two. Krusenberry has it. Throws it back to shortstop. Carlson back to first and got him. Oh, yeah. 1-6-3 double play. And that gets us out of the second inning. But once again, not before damage was done. It was an RBI single from Tommy Guggins. And one run came across on the one hit. There was one error and there was nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the second, Rafters down two here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging, until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back to work in the bottom of the second. It's 2-0 Dock Spiders. Stormy Rhodes back out there for Fond du Lac, and Lachlan Maude leading things off for the Rafters. Right-handed hitting first baseman swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Maude up for his first time today. He's the 7-hole batter for Wisconsin Rapids, so they'll see their 7, 8, 9 batters due up here in the bottom of the second. And that is Maude, Kobayashi, and Clayton. Maude sends one on a line over to third, but it's caught out of the air. Nice play by Jalen Gellings, and he retires Lachlan Maude for the first out of the second inning. Stormy Rhodes threw just 17 pitches in that first inning, but he had the bases loaded against the Rafters. And, man, I feel like you see that all too much this year. The Rafters allowing efficient innings from opposing pitchers, even though they get base runners and they can't send them home, as Kobayashi at the plate takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. And you look at last night's game for the Rafters, they had plenty of base runners but weren't able to bring them home to score, as this one is hit well out towards center field, but not well enough. The center fielder, Parker Knoll, is under it, and he makes the catch for out number two. Two up, two down, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with nobody on in the bottom of the second. Still 2-0 Dock Spiders. And looking at the line yesterday, Zach Wyatt, the starting pitcher for Fond du Lac, he went 6 innings pitched, and while he allowed 7 hits and a walk, he only threw 74 pitches in those 6 innings. And the Rafters managed just the 2 runs. Quality start for him, and it was the 6th quality start of the season against the Rafters, as here's a grounder over towards third, and that one gets on through into left field. So a 2-out single for Royce Clayton Jr., and that puts a runner on first base with 2 outs in the bottom of the second. Brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate. And Beauchesne, the leadoff man in the batting order for the Rafters, he is 0-for-1 on the game. He went first pitch swinging back in the first inning. Nobody has seen more than 4 pitches in here, as Royce Clayton Jr. takes off for second, throw on down, not in time, stolen base on the ball to Jake Beauchesne. And now a runner in scoring position as the Rafters are down to their last out of the second inning. Jake Beauchesne going to try and send him home, and a righty-righty matchup. Pitch brought home from Rhodes, but it's popped up to shallow right infield, and running up on it, the first baseman, and under it is Hankerson Jr. for out number 3. So the Rafters, a very quick inning, no runs on the one hit, no errors, and 1 left on base. As we head to the top of the third, it's 2-0 Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Two nothing, the Dock Spiders lead in the top of the third inning, but Tristan Krusenberry, he is still back out there and looking to give the Rafters some innings as he is allowed just two hits in the game, so not too bad from Krusenberry. A couple of odd runs that came across to score. Not the last one that came across. It was an RBI single, but the reason that Jaron Cotton was on third base was because of an error on the pickoff move. And, well, the first pitch on the way home to Devin Nunez is taken for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Devin Nunez, left-handed hitting DH from the University of Nebraska. 1-0 count, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 1-1. Nunez, 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the first inning. That is one of the Dock Spiders' two hits on the game so far. As a team, they went 2-for-7 the first time through the batting order with a hit-by-pitch and a walk. The 1-1 count misses away to bring it 2-1. And Nunez trying to get things let off here for the Dock Spiders in the top of the third. It'll be Nunez, Parker Knoll, and James Hankerson Jr. due up as the 2-1 is taken tight for ball three. 3-1 the count. And Nunez, man, he has been hot for the Dock Spiders. And, well, it's helped them really catch fire recently as the 3-1 count is swung on and missed by Nunez. Brings it 3-2, and Fond du Lac has won their last two games in a row after taking both games of the doubleheader yesterday. The first one a suspended game that they finished up. 3-2 count is fouled back and bounces off the roof to keep it 3-2. And in that first game, man, oh man, I tell you what, that was a fun one. It was taken over in the late innings of the game, and a chance for Fond du Lac to walk it off. They did just that, as here's a fly ball down the left field line, and it bounces past the Rafters bullpen in foul territory. Remains 3-2. Pitch number 8 to Devin Nunez coming up. The Dock Spiders had a walk-off grand slam by Jaron Sanderson in the game number 1 yesterday. They also won the full game number 2. As the 3-2 count on the way, gets a swing and a miss, strike number 3, and that's the first K of the game for Tristan Krusenberry, as it brings up Parker Knoll with the bases empty and one away in the top of the third. Rafters still down 2, and Knoll from the University of Minnesota, he has struggled out the gates here in the second half for the Dock Spiders, and batting just 133 entering this game. Parker Knoll in 5 games is 2-for-15, and in this one, 0-for-1, as he takes the first pitch for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. Blew out to center field back in the first inning against Tristan Krusenberry. 1-0 count. This one's hit high in the air towards left field, a little too high, and running over to it, the left fielder, and it will be brought in by Jake Beauchesne for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down in the third. Tristan Krusenberry has retired the last 3 batters in a row and brings up James Hankerson Jr. with the bases still empty in the top of the third. Still a 2-run Dock Spiders lead. Krusenberry looking for his first shutout inning of the game. And well, it's been a rough couple of his last appearances. Looking for his first shutout inning of the second half still as Hankerson Jr. swings and misses to bring it 0-1. And Krusenberry coming in a bit as a reliever and as a starter. 0-1 count is hit up the middle over towards Carlson. He can't cleanly field it. Throws it over to first, and it's off the line. Oh, man. First error of the game for Hayden Carlson. And it's a tough one right there. Oh, man. E6 that allows James Hankerson Jr. to reach and just bounced out of the glove of Hayden Carlson. Nearly could have made the play. I mean, Hankerson wasn't booking it up that first base line, and
Hayden Carlson had taken a little bit more time on the throw, still could have had him even after picking it up off the bounce. But nonetheless, Hankerson on first base, and this one is popped up. Left side of the infield, Barajas running out, but Arusevic will call it off, and he makes the catch. Nearly hit the ground, but he's able to bring it in for out number three. So danger averted, no runs on no hits. There was one error and one left on base. As we head to the bottom of the third, it's still 2-0 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Stormy Rhodes back out to work on the mound for the Dock Spiders as the Rafters are going to be led off by their 2, 3, and 4 batters in the bottom of the third. It's Kareem Arusevic, Junior Barajas, and Madden Akko due up. It's 2-0 the Dock Spiders lead, and Arusevic, the left-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters, he is 0-for-0 on the game officially. He drew a walk back in the first inning. One of the four Rafters base runners so far, and all of them have been left stranded. So still looking to drive in that first run, and Arusevic joined us for the pregame interview yesterday, and glad I got the chance to talk to him. The first pitch on the way is in on the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Arusevic on four pitches took the walk as that one misses low for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Junior Barajas on deck. I mean, this is a nasty part of the order right now, and the Rafters hoping it'll be good luck for them. 1-1 count, grounded foul down the first base line. Now 1-2, and the Rafters offense early in games has been able to keep them in these last few nights, but it's been the late innings that have done them the most damage. Here, though, they haven't managed to run in the first two, and trying to get back on the scoreboard. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Rhodes on the mound. Pitch coming home, misses outside for ball number two, and you could see Arusevic wanted that one, but able to hold back, and now the count runs even. 2-2 the count. Stormy Rhodes still trying to retire the first batter, has a grounder over to the right side of the infield. Picked up at second base, throw on to first, and they got him on the 4-3 putout. As that takes care of Kareem Arusevic. One up, one down in the bottom of the third, and it brings up Junior Barajas with the bases empty. Stormy Rhodes finally getting worked in the count at the very least. Kareem Arusevic has seen the most pitches in a plate appearance and the second most pitches in a plate appearance this game. First pitch on the way home to Junior Barajas popped up left side of the infield going back towards the netting, and it will bounce off the top of the roof to bring it 0-1. Stormy Rhodes, despite already seeing one time through the order, in 10 batters faced, he threw just 24 pitches through the first two innings. That's an average of 2.4 pitches per batter. 0-1 the count now to Junior Barajas. Rafters going to try and work a little more in the count here, and Barajas takes that pitch low to bring it 1-1. And Stormy Rhodes has some good stuff. Throws it about low 90s up to 92 miles an hour on his fastball, what I'm seeing here. And 1-1 count. Gets inside the hands. Flare out towards left field. Running up on it will be the left fielder Sanderson, and he makes the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the third inning, and Stormy Rhodes looking for another efficient inning and looking for the first one where he won't allow a base runner. In the first inning, the Rafters loaded the bases against him. Saw a one-out walk from Arusevic, a two-out walk from Matanaco, and then a infield single from Carson McIntyre. That loaded the bases, but unable to get any runs across. One in the first pitch to Matanaco is outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Pitch on the way home to Akko is hit out towards right center field, towards the gap, running back on it. It will be off the warning track. Here goes Akko into second. Throw coming in. It's a good one, but not in time. And Akko has a two-out double for the Rafters in the bottom of the third. It's his first hit of the game, and he stays hot from yesterday. Went 2-for-4 with a double in yesterday's game. Has an extra base hit in this game. Oh, man, Matanaco starting to heat up now after a recent cold spell. He's got a hit in three straight games and an extra base hit in each of the last two. Runner in scoring position with two outs for Carson McIntyre. Right-handed hitting right fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup. Rhodes looking back towards second. Now brings the pitch home, and it's a grounder towards third, but foul towards Ziggy, who picks it up and will throw it back out and an 0-1 count. And we'll see Ziggy over there at third base, hoping to get some Rafters runners home. Eric Robles over at first base. There was a little bit of time earlier on the road trip where Manny Silva was at first base, had a little bit of a pinch running coach. 0-1 count is ripped into left field. Here comes Akko over to third base. He will dig for home. The throw is a good one, and sliding in, he is not there. It's a tag in time to retire Matanaco. What a throw from Jaron Sanderson, and that retires Matanaco for out number three. So it was a single for Carson McIntyre, and the Rafters, no runs on the two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the top of the fourth, and it's still 2-0 Dockspiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that
tells me, James,
you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, the fans were getting into it on that last play. The Boys and Girls Club here and visiting the Rafters tonight and this afternoon. It's a fun atmosphere out here at Witter Field, and glad to have all the fans out in attendance. And Well, the Rafters hoping to give them a good show. It's a close one right now, but they trail on the scoreboard. It's 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Tristan Krusenberry still out there for Wisconsin Rapids. He's thrown just 43 pitches through three innings and hoping to stay efficient. He'll be taking on the 5-6-7 batters in the top of the fourth inning. Jaron Sanderson, Sam Pease, and Jaron Cotton due up in the top of the fourth. The first batter, Sanderson, right-handed hitting left fielder, swings and misses at an off-speed to bring the count 0-1. And Sanderson, 0-for-1 on the game. It's a righty-righty matchup. He flew out to right field back in the first inning. The Rafters have had four hits on the game. They've out-hit the Dockspiders 4-2, and another swing and a miss from Sanderson brings it 0-2. But even still, the Rafters still not managing to score, and man, that was a tough play out there in the third inning. Sanderson ended it with his laser from left field. Got Madinako running for home, now trying to make it happen at the plate. 0-2 count, grounder towards short, picked up by Carlson. Deep throw over to first, and not in time by a millisecond. Oh, man, that was a phenomenal throw from Hayden Carlson, but just not enough juice on it to beat Sanderson to first. Infield single for the left fielder, and it brings up Sam Pease with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the fourth. Still a two-run Dockspiders lead. That their third hit of the afternoon, and the right-handed hitting catcher stepping into the batter's box. It's a righty-righty matchup with Krusenberry still on the mound. And this season, he has certainly fared better against right-handed hitters. First pitch on the way. It's grounded toward short. Carlson's there. He will throw to first instead and get the easy out. 6-3 on the putout. Maybe had a shot at two, but just wanted to take it conservatively as Jaron Sanderson advances to second base. Brings up Jaron Cotton with one away and a runner on second in the top of the fourth. Still a two-run lead for the Dockspiders. Jaron Cotton, the right-handed hitting second baseman, he reached earlier in the second inning his last time up and came around to score as well. First pitch on the way to him, misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And with Jaron Sanderson on second base, he's got a runner in scoring position, so a big opportunity here for him. And looking at Tristan Krusenberry, this is his longest performance since his five-inning appearance out of the bullpen back on June 22nd. Foul ball from Cotton down the left field line, and count runs to 1-1. And Krusenberry in his recent outings hasn't been his best performances, and he's talked to me a little bit about his time on the mound and just trying to regain that confidence as that pitch misses high for 2-1. Not necessarily the confidence as much, but just finding the joy in playing baseball is what he's told me is his focus when he goes out there and just playing loosely. 2-1 count, misses in the dirt, picked up by Barajas, throw over to third. It was a delayed steal attempt, and they got him. Oh, yeah. Junior Barajas, a beautiful block as the ball bounced in the dirt, got blocked back up, picked it up with the bare hand and threw it over to third. And a nice tag as well from Kareem Arusevic as that retires the only runner on the bases. So a 3-1 count with the bases empty and two away in the top of the fourth. The pitch from Krusenberry hit over to short. Here's Carlson, picks it up off a hop, throws off balance to first and got him. 6-3 on the putout, and that does it for the top of the fourth. No runs on one hit, there were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-0 Dockspiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Tristan Cruzenberry, he is cruising on through the four innings, and well, a very strong fourth inning for him. He had to throw just nine pitches out there to retire the Dock Spiders, three up, three down. Now into the bottom of the fourth inning. The Rafters still down on the scoreboard 2-0, but Cruzenberry has been pitching really well as of late, giving the Rafters some momentum, although they're still facing a guy who's got momentum of his own. Stormy Rhodes, three shutout innings for the Dock Spiders, still back out there. He takes the first pitch and misses it inside to Hayden Carlson for ball number one. Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters, the leadoff man in the bottom of the fourth, and the second pitch to him is going to nail him in the back of the leg, and he's going to take his time here. That looked painful, and a hit by pitch will put the leadoff man of the fourth inning onto first base for Wisconsin Rapids. Stormy Rhodes off on that pitch, and well, he hasn't walked too many batters, just two walks prior to that point. Both of those came in the first inning, but a hit by pitch there. It's the third free pass of the game for the Rafters, and now they leadoff man aboard. It's the first time their leadoff man has reached base successfully. They were 0 for 3 in the first three innings. Now up at the plate, Lachlan Maud with a chance to, at the very least, move Carlson. He's a quick runner, but got hit in the leg, so not sure how quickly he'll be running. Grounder over towards third. Throw over to second is in time. Back to first. It's off the bag, even though it is picked up by the first baseman, Hankerson. He's not able to get the runner out, so it goes in as a fielder's choice. 5-4 on the putout. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first and one away in the bottom of the fourth. Still 2-0 Dock Spiders, and Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting DH today. A little bit of a surprise to see him as the DH, as he's normally in the outfield for the Rafters, but trying to get him at bats any way that he can, as this pitch misses low and outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and that's usually what this DH spot is used for by Ziggy, and just wants to get these guys at bats when they can. They've got a lot of position players on the roster, and need everyone to get those at-bats that they need. 1-0 count. Grounder towards third. Picked up. It'll be another chance. 5-4. Back to three, and they got him. This time, the double play is good, and a very quick fourth inning. The Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base, as that goes in the books as a five-pitch inning for Stormy Rhodes. We head to the top of the fifth. It's still 2-0 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the top of the fifth inning. The Rafters down 2-0. That might have been the quickest inning of all time. It took just 14 pitches between both pitchers to get out of that fourth inning. Seven pitches on average between the two. Tristan Crusenberry threw nine of them in that fourth inning. Stormy Rhodes, just five pitches. Crusenberry, though, back out here in the top of the fifth, taking on Tommy Guggins. First pitch is fouled down the left field line, and now an 0-1 count. Guggins, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Dock Spiders, leads off the fifth inning with the Dock Spiders up 2-0. It'll be Guggins, Gellings, and Nunez due up. 0-1 count is popped straight back and out of play. Now 0-2, and Guggins, 1-for-1 on the game. He had an RBI single back in the second inning. That was the last time that the Dock Spiders, or either team, scored a run for that matter. Back at the top of the second, 2-0, the Dock Spiders. Their other run came across in the first. Grounder towards third, picked up by Arusovic. Not quite. He'll field it off the ground after he dropped it out of the glove, and it is not in time. Guggins is safe at first base as that one.